You might ask somebody if it's his orchard. He says, "No, I'm just a neighbor." And pointing to someone else, he says, "He's the man
who owns it."
Okay. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
His father was rich.
Okay. Inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat is called what?
The pit.
Okay. Inside of a peach?
The pit.
Okay. What kind of a peach is it where the flesh is tight against the stone where it's hard to get the seed out? You know what kind of peach it is?
No.
Okay. How about the other kind where it's really easy to, you cut them in half and they just come in the other day? The pits really just falls out sometimes. You
know? Right. Okay. Georgia peach, what?
Okay, you got clean peach. You ever heard that?
No.
Okay, or freestone?
No.
Okay. What do you call a part of the apple that you throw away?
Core.
Okay. And if you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
Apple preserves, dried fruit.
Okay, do you ever call it snits?
No.
Okay. How about the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Cashews.
Okay, they're like, grow them a lot in Georgia.
Peanuts.
Okay, grow them a lot in Georgia. How about the kind of nuts that grow on trees that they use the wood a lot in furniture and it's very expensive wood?
Maple nuts.
Well.
Walnuts.
Okay. And how about another kind of nut that grows, it's down south, it grows, a lot of times you can get pies made out of this kind of nut.
Pecans.
Okay, and how about Peter Paul Blank Joy?
Peanut butter.
No, the candy bar.
Peter Paul Almond Joy.
Okay, so we got that kind of nut. Alright, the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple, it has a thick skin like an
orange. Orange, grapefruit.
Okay. And if you had a bowl that was full of them on the table in the morning and you left and you came back and there weren't any there, you'd say the oranges are
gone.
Okay. How about little red vegetables that are taste kind of peppery? Sometimes you put them in salads.
Radishes.
Okay. And how about the round red things about as big as an apple that grow on leafy plants staked up in a garden, a vegetable garden, and use them in spaghetti sometimes?
Tomatoes.
Okay, or in salads. Yeah. Do you have and what do you call the very small ones? The real small ones, about as big as the end of your thumb or something. The real small tomatoes.
Cooking tomatoes.
Cooking tomatoes. Any other names you might have for this?
No.
Okay. Along with meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay. Any other name that you might use for potato?
No.
Okay. What kinds of potatoes? That have yellow ends, what do you call them?
Sweet potato?
Okay, anything else?
Yams.
Alright. Alright, is there any main difference between a sweet potato and a yam in your mind?
No.
Okay, how about something with a strong odor that makes you cry when you're peeling it? What do you call it?
Onions.
Okay. Okay. And what do you call the little young ones that you pull out of your garden? Do you have any special name for that?
Scallops.
What do you call it? Scallops?
Might not be the same thing, but...
Okay, or those little onions, right? How about, what are some of the vegetables that you might use for good soup, or a gumbo soup? You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. Chicken. I don't know. Tomatoes. I don't know.
Okay, what about a vegetable? It grows in pods, sometimes about that long.
Beans.
All right.
Peas.
And this particular type of pod is if you touch it, it feels like you got fiberglass on it. It itches a lot. It's hard to.
I don't know.
They're sticky. Sometimes they cut them up and you'll they'll cook this type of vegetable with a